Need something to binge on? Our podcasts are filling. Check them out on capricornfm.co.za.
Men's Conference is taking flight. And last year, around this time, we had a conference that focused on something absolutely different. But this year, we tried to go a little bit deeper. Yeah. Go deep, Mzalwane. The month of November is where we observe Movember by the Movember Foundation, which is a charity set up in 2003, rather, to raise funds and awareness of men's health issues. Focusing on prostate cancer, testicular cancer and mental health and suicide prevention. Some of the things that they really, really focus on. And the charity has been able to raise 440 million euros, which translating to the rand is 8 billion rands. All this money just to help out on men's health projects. So we want to be able to have a conversation also about how we are perceived as men. Now, a while ago, a very famous rapper called The Game posted a story on Instagram saying that men are never loved unconditionally. He says the only ones who are loved unconditionally are children, dogs, zingwa, wobo, biaba, yeah, and women. They are loved unconditionally. But a man, you see, a man is loved with conditions, Mzalwane, yeah. Yeah, you must provide, you must be a pillar, you must be strength, you must be romantic. And if you ask me, this is quite a toxic masculinity. Yeah, this cool witches, you know, toxic masculinity. But is there really any truth to this thing? Eh? These views has so many ways contributed to the unhealthy conditions that men are subjected to, the pressures which we are subjected to that come from being able to perform certain things at certain times with a time frame. This is real pressure men are faced with every single day. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome. I've got my brothers with me. Gentlemen, do you agree with this? I mean, the fact that men are loved with conditions. Do you agree with this? With me, I've got Bovusani Moyo, and I've got my good brother and sir, entrepreneur, businessman, and an advocate for men's health, men's wellness, right? Ntate Tumelo Moyaba. Welcome to Capricorn Revival. Nimachurun.
Good morning, my brother. And I'm glad, I think this is the first time I'm sitting with Vusani in the same place.
It is no batom baby, but quite as a mitam. But already, I cover something, no. Men's health.
Yeah.
We're talking all things men's health. Is this true about us that a man is loved with conditions?
Look, what's interesting is when I first encountered this statement, I found it to be one of those things to chuckle about. Chuckle about it in the sense that it's painfully true and it's relatable. Mm-hmm. But does it also take away the fact that we need to come to terms with what is reality and what is not?
Yeah.
I think that the notion that only men are loved with conditions,
sure,
to an extent could be true, but the fact of the matter is there are responsibilities that were bestowed upon us.
Sure.
Genesis 3 speaks about, this is now when God was talking to Adam. He says to Adam, from now on, you're going to eat from your sweat.
Sure.
That on its own already establishes ground on, as a man, there are certain duties that are going to be expected of you. The real question then comes in, are we equipped to be the man that is supposed to handle his business, a man who's supposed to carry his load? That's where the real conversation begins. Because if you think about it, the real truth is, me and you live in, we are a generation that are starting anew.
Yeah.
We are from, our parents did not have a man in the house.
Sure.
We their husbands came in month end, spend the weekend, half of them drunk, and then they go. There is something called a social study theory where you learn by observing. We are that generation that did not have that. So that's why now it creates a concept that every load of responsibility that a man is supposed to have, it becomes very, very heavy for us. Because think about it. Who did we have in our life to learn from, to just observe our fathers loving our mothers? We did not have that. Half the time, timer comes in, he comes in on a Friday evening, he's drunk throughout Saturday, and then Sunday he has to rush to the buses. So that is the problem that we are facing today. We are recovering men from ills of society, and unfortunately we are no match for the responsibilities that is facing us. That's why we feel it becomes a big load.
Israel for Businessmen's Conference, every single year in November, we take time and just have a conversation as men. Men, ezori munali ri ulela tumbuni ya hai outside daba dina bone. Izingas do ita naruti vana realira. And I asked you earlier on, and I was having a conversation in studio with Wavusani Moyo and my good brother and sir Tumelo Muyaba. I pronounced that correctly, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking about, are men loved with conditions? Just conditions. And for you at home as a man, what is the biggest, what do you think is the biggest challenge men are facing in this generation? Kwamba namusi, watu kwamba zomroba, gana zombamroba. In this generation, womoyo?
Nah, I think in what I would call the modern men, they're various challenges that we go through, but I think one that most of the time stand out, and I think sometimes the background of how maybe we approach some of those challenges that we face is generally being scared of being, you know, vulnerable as a man and being in touch with how you feel.
Sure.
Because I think if you have a stable emotional stable emotionally, you're able to calmly try to, you know, deal with some of these challenges that we face with. Because honestly speaking, like my brother Tumelo said, I think being a man is a role on its own, and there's a lot of responsibilities that come with that. And we avoid by all means necessary to be in touch with accepting all the roles that we have, the responsibilities that we have, and also emotionally also accepting that if there are those that we are not in touch or are equipped enough to face them. As ubana ucheka yo box uba in reality with that box, I think it's one of the things in the story. Some of these other challenges to face sabana as a modern man, as I would like to call it, and bonongari. Those are some of the things ne zieta orne rekonova arkochira sabana. Great examples in society as well.
Yeah, no, I love that. No, the conversation still continues. I conference in on hi. Iko fela mwezi uchifela bone. Hi. In the conference, a February 19th, the women's conference, I mean, yabukuma ndiyene yeye. And you at home as a brother, as a husband. So what are the biggest challenges that you are facing as a man in this generation? Yeah, this generation where a man must be a man at all cost. A man must stand. A man must be strong. A man must not cry and show all sense of weak vulnerabilities if you must. Yeah. Arianevo. Hashtag Capricorn FM. Hashtag Men's Conference. In studio with me today, I have Bavusani Moyo. Yeah. Normally, he tells us about sports. Today, he's telling about us about men's issues. And I've also got entrepreneur and advocate for men's wellness. Yeah, my good brother and sir, Tumelo Muyaba. Yeah. The question that I asked you at home is, what are the biggest challenges that you're facing as a man in this generation? I got a message that is unsigned. It says, I think one of the biggest challenges we face as men is an unhealthy bro code. Hey, Nico Jenna got the bro code 9 that encourages us to misbehave. Hey, men are losing jobs, families, and their identity in trying to comply to an idea of what they think a man is entitled to. Yo, yo, yo. Ay, Bazalwan. You said something very powerful, my brother.
Sure.
You said that we as men, we were told in the Bible. The Bible told us.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, I think, look, the big, and this is now the contemporary view of it is, and social media is the biggest fuela of this thing, because it tends to magnify on the wrong voices.
Mm.
So the Indoda Must movement,
hallelujah,
put so much pressure on you as a man,
mm,
that there is so much that is expected from you. And the fact that we feed off social media every day,
sure,
just makes it look like it's the actual reality.
Yes.
But this also takes away recognition from a lot of our sisters that are in love with men that can't provide at all.
Yeah.
This is a man that financially is not well,
yeah,
and it's the woman that is doing it. And that's why you will see a lot of sisters who are doing well, they get this husband who's not doing well, and then she buys herself gifts and say to the public, he did it. That is because of the unrealistic expectation of Indoda Must. Look, the reality of it is the only measure of manhood now is the one thing that a black man does not have, which is money. Men don't have money.
Exactly.
And the fact that we do not have money as black men, it has somehow made us feel reduced of what is our contribution then. The question that we always like to pose is, what do you bring to the table? This is now directed to the women, but the reality of it, what are you bringing to the table as a man? Because now the tables have shifted.
Yeah.
In the old days, it was easy. You just needed to provide protection.
Yeah.
And then you're good. You are man enough. But now, the woman you're trying to impress, she is earning way better than you.
Times three.
She can afford private security. So what exactly are you bringing? But then, that's why I feel it's always important for us to reference to the Bible,
sure,
as to what is our role. That is what will equip us.
Sure.
Ephesians 5 labels us as men as the priest of the family.
Okay.
So that means that your responsibility does not depend on money.
Mm-mm.
What you are bringing to the table now becomes direction for the family, and you are going to be that. Look, the Bible is clear. You are going to be there as a man. You're going to be the head of the wife.
Yeah.
Christ is going to be the head of the man.
Sure.
And God is the head of Christ. Those principles are there, and we are the ones who are messing them up. Now, going back to the real issue, are we equipped to handle this? No, because I'm learning from Vusi. His idea of what a man is supposed to be is a escapism.
Bro code.
This bro code. Vusi has been running away from his responsibilities, and that is the person that I'm learning from. So ultimately, because remember, when you're trying to run, it doesn't matter how long you're going to run, your reality is always going to catch up with you.
Yes.
Then when it finally does, then both of us are frustrated.
Yeah.
This is the shocking part of it. When a man cannot handle what is his responsibility,
sure,
he will then identify the closest thing to him and blame it onto him. This is scapegoatism. Mm. So what you do is, we have drawn and identified women as our enemy, and our wives are not our enemies.
They're not the enemy.
That's why the issue of GBV comes from. Because you are frustrated by the world and the responsibilities that you have, that you take it out on the women.
On your partner. The fact that aunama chankura, you are broke, you don't have the ability, the means. Now you immediately associate this problem with your partner, keeps reminding you as well.
Thanks.
Or we provide, comrades.
And I think sometimes we even, as men, the other mistake that we make is having a scale where you think, you tick boxes where you think, now my role as a man ends here because I have money. This is in line with the GBV issue that he's talking about. I think because when I say, because I have money, and that's it. The type of men that are being modeled on social media, these are the type of men that are supposed to do this, and I've been doing this. But anything that is outside of you having the finance, It's a role that you don't want to take responsibility on. And as a leader to pointing fingers to the people that are the women that are in our lives to say, no, haven't we wanted?
So these are the challenges that we are facing as men in 2022. The fact that already your partner earns more than you, as you've just said, Ntate, the fact that your partner has got the ability to provide security for themselves.
Yeah.
So when now, as a man, comrade, where do you fit in? And unless you go to the Bible, unless you find the strength from the Bible, you find that we are slowly becoming irrelevant.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you look at it, beside the principles that were bestowed upon you by God, that you shall provide more than food to your family.
Sure.
You have to be the family spiritual guide.
Sure.
You have to be there to provide modeling and discipline to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's why today, look, society has somehow castrated the man, has replaced and has made fancy the idea of single parenthood. What that did then is they have removed a man from the home and called, and now we celebrate this strong woman.
Happy Father's Day to myself.
Exactly. But the fact remains, your son wakes up every day looking at the mother as that social learning experience. So now you find, now we've got men who are crybabies, who want to be treated like women, and all of that. All of those come because who are we learning our men behavior from? We're learning this from our mothers. So those are the people that we resemble. The fact that the man is no longer there as a model to the black boy or to that boy child, that is where the actual problem comes in. Then you do not have, you have this man who does not know how to provide for his family, how to lead the family, because he has never had anyone to...
He's never witnessed it from anyone. Yeah. And if he doesn't see it, how can you model something you don't see?
Exactly. I mean, look at, for example, you are married. You are married now to this girl who has never seen her mother treat her father. So she has never seen what a healthy husband-wife relationship looks like. So the both of you are now into this marriage and you all are just trying to navigate through the process. Both of you don't know how to what to do with each other. That's why most of us are very comfortable staying by ourselves. Yes. The moment you get a wife, then frustration starts. That's why you're dating. Even if you look at this, if you date a girl for 10 years, you guys are going to be very happy. The moment you guys move in together, now the whole thing changes. It's because now you have invited this stranger into your home and both of you don't know what to do with each other. Do I look at what COVID did? COVID exposed a lot of these ills because most of us came in at home and then in the morning I ran off to work. And now COVID forced us to sit in the same house with each other. And what happened? Divorce rate went up.
Yes.
That is because we don't know what to do with this stranger in our homes. So that's where the real problem is. A man today is facing a lot of challenges, and most of those challenges are exacerbated by the fact that a man has never had a role model. You've never seen it anywhere. The only people that you've seen in love, and Queen Barkemang,
and
Karabo, those are the people that you know. Television has shaped the kind of husband you are supposed to.
And if you don't meet those requirements, you're in trouble. If you are not communicating, if you are not providing, if you are not romantic, if you are not, if you don't show any of those signs, then already this daughter is not,
this
is not fully there.
This is not doing it because, I mean, the role model that you've seen on TV, the only thing they could provide was what? Money.
Yeah.
That's why the expectation is that on men.
Okay, I don't want a solution. Is, you know, goes about in daughter must, and we are hearing this from our sisters. We've always been men and we've always thought that we were enough, but because in daughter must, what now is the solution? How do we then tackle and handle the situation where now you've got your partner who's got this ideology that does not exist? But now here you are as Mpo and you are trying to be the best. What is the solution? How do we now tackle it? Three nuggets.
A man needs to allow himself the process of unlearning, relearning, and learning. And
please repeat that one.
A man has to subject himself to unlearning, relearning, and learning. So what does this mean? there is so much toxic behavior that we've picked up. Mm-hmm. We need to unlearn that.
Example.
What Vusi was saying, where I learn escapism from Mpo.
Sure.
Because Mpo is the closest person I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is what we need to
unlearn.
Those are the things that we need to unlearn as men. We need to relearn the basic principles. You need to be there and learn this. I mean, it's not all lost. There are things, your responsibilities as a man remain. That
sure.
is a fact.
Sure.
So you need to relearn the responsibilities and you need to embody those responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the last thing that we need to do is to learn new ways. We are now in an era where everything is new. It's
sure.
unfortunate for this generation.
Sure.
We are the generation that breaks those generational curses.
Mm.
We are that generation that's going to provide direction for our boys and for our girls to be in a position where family is something that is celebrated. This whole single parenthood, that is not God's wish.
It's not
for our people.
We must stop celebrating it.
I think
not only it's not God's wish, not only for a family, but also for the community you are in. Because like we said earlier on, I think the role of being a man, you know, extends from just being in your yard, but also being, because I think not if we want to avoid the issue of having young boys modeling the wrong people, I think if they see structures that are fit, that are full, that's where Dibonogari Nazositori, the young boys actually says them to Munna in his own family.
As with seeing a man
yes.
who not only provides financially mm-hmm. but also provides emotionally,
mm-hmm.
seeing a man who not only provides for his children and his wife but is able to provide a sense of peace for himself,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that is able to pour into his family, into his wife and into his children, therefore they can model something positive. Hey gentlemen, I man. Thank you
yeah.
so very much, my good brother. It's always a pleasure. I'm sure for this conference, we shall keep raking you in. I was having a conversation with entrepreneur and advocate for men's wellness, Ntate Tumelo Moyaba, and also Vusani Moyo. I never yani. I expect.